Hey there, it's the bi-week edition of the Between the Lines post-game report brought to you by Gatorade. Yours truly, Mike Wobschall, Vikings.com. It's Paul Allen, voice of the Vikings. We're here to recap the Vikings' first five games and look ahead to the next 11. We're going to have 3 points for you right here. We're going to start with the offense, Paul. I think when you look at the Vikings' offense, it's all about the rise of Sam Bradford as the starting quarterback for the Vikings. Given what happened to Teddy Bridgewater and the rest of the offense injury-wise, it's amazing what Sam has done through the first five games.
I would agree it's the A topic for the offense. He's thrown no interceptions, 152 consecutive, back to last year without a pick. But right behind it is those who have had to fill in on the offensive line, what they've been able to do, specifically Jeremiah Searles. You know, Jeremiah started at guard for San Diego in 2014 in a game at Arrowhead, and never had started a tackle, jumped in a tackle against the Texans, represented incredibly well. Had to play guard in a game earlier this season at Charlotte. So I think the flexibility that they've had offensively, specifically with the coaching staff led by Norv Turner, offensive line coach Tony Sperano, tight ends coach Pat Shurmur, Scott Turner, the quarterback's coach, and so on. They've had to be flexible with their game plans because of injuries. Adam Thielen jumps up. They had one tight end at the end of the Texans game. They're not afraid to share. It doesn't have to be a me-first situation with this offense led by Sam Bradford.
Zero turnovers for your Vikings offense through five games. Absolutely incredible. Point number two, we are literally between the lines and in the Vikings practice field, okay? Yep. This is where, for the last 3 years, that's Mike safe. Zimmer has been procuring, taking care of, and building this defense. Mm-hmm. To me, Paul, point number two, camaraderie on the Vikings defense might be the biggest key to their success.
And you can take it a step farther. Camaraderie with the entire team is what separates this team from the 2009 team. Now, they're in no way, until we play all the regular season games and we see what happens in the playoffs, can I get loud and say this undefeated Vikings team is better than the 2009 Vikings led by Brett Favre. That team had a lot of stars and a lot of big personalities on it. This team has stars but does not have massive personalities that need to steal the show. So therefore, you have a camaraderie and a bonding to this team led by Zimmer and his coaches that you can feel when you're here at Winter Park, all the way back to training camp and the off-season workouts. Very tightly knit team that does not have a me first attitude to it, and that's leading to no finger pointing when things go wrong, and it's leading to victories, and currently we have five.
Speaking of continuity, special teams coordinated by Mike Prefer, who has been your special teams coordinator, folks, since 2011. So he's been out on these practice fields since 2011. His group is playing really well right now. I look at the special teams. Yeah, they're scoring touchdowns. Marcus Sherrills has two punt return touchdowns, but they are dominating field position.
Yeah, with Jeff Locke with all those punts inside the 20. Good for Jeff, too. Jeff, it's been calling games for 15 years. You get a chance to see these players come into the league, see them go through anxiety-related situations. I saw it with Everson Griffin, you know, where Everson would get so wound up, he'd put so much pressure on himself that, quite honestly, I felt it impacted his play. Now he's one of the best pass-rushing defensive ends in the NFL, end of story. Same with Jeff Locke. Put a lot of pressure on himself, overthought things. Now he's settled down, he knows he belongs, and you're starting to reap the benefits. But special teams is an area where players like Marcus Sherrills go from the practice squad to special teams. Adam Thielen was a stud in the Texans game. He started on special teams. Andrew Sendejo, two fumble recoveries and an interception this year. He still plays on kick coverage, had a couple of tackles in the Texans game. Chad Greenway started his career on special teams. So did Antoine Winfield, one of the great corners in the history of this game. So, in the history of this team. So, a lot of it starts and stops there, and you need to be fundamentally sound to be good at it. Mike Prefer is a very disciplined individual who gets the best out of his players. I love watching him coach, and I love watching these teams.
All right, time to get greedy. Yeah, we're 5-0.
No high five, right?
No, not for
this one.
No,
because I might jinx it.
Right, no.
What about the jump bit?
We can do that at the end.
Just do a tiny one now.
All right, but it's time to get greedy.
Yes.
All right.
Greedy.
So we're 5-0.
That's all we do is take here.
We're 5-0, and things are going great.
Yeah, we take the ball from the adversary.
But we can be better. We can be even better. Mm-hmm. So what do you want What do you want? I'll go first. What do you want from the second half of the season? You want everything that's been good to keep going.
Yes.
But what more do you want? I'm going to go running game on offense. I think that the offensive line, despite injuries, I think they're on to something and they're getting better. And they will only get better as the continuity can finally start taking place. Yep. If we can just stabilize this thing and avoid an injury for 1 week, we'll gain some continuity, and I think we can get the running game going, not at the rate we're used to with Adrian Peterson, but at a good enough clip to really keep teams off balance. So for me, getting greedy, it's the running game. How about you?
Yeah, I'm going to steal the take. I agree with you, but I'm going to take the take and add a tentacle to it. Honestly, I think the offensive line has faced so much adversity with injuries. I mean, at one point in the Texans game, we had Clemmings into Boone, into Berger, into Kieran, into Jeremiah Searles. Nobody drew that up at any time of any stage up to any Vikings game. So when you lack cohesion on the offensive line, I think it impacts the running game. You can hide facets of the passing game by putting a smart quarterback in the shotgun like they do with Sam Bradford. But from a running game standpoint, I think the offensive line has to stay cohesive to get the running game better. I put it more on that than I do McKinnon, Asiata, or Peterson when he was healthy. For me, it's crossing my fingers and requesting Blair Walsh make 85 to 90% of his kicks the rest of the season.
Sounds good.
I'm a Blair Walsh guy. I always have been. I recognize he's made more kicks than any kicker in the NFL from 50 and beyond back to 2012. He has 5 walk-off winners, and Blair, in his heart, is one of the best kickers in the NFL. Up here, he needs to recognize, from a confidence standpoint, he is one of the best kickers in the NFL. At last check, he made his last 5, 4 extra points and a field goal against Houston. So I think Walsh making 85 or above of, or better of his kicks this year, that's my A topic.
Well, and he may be tested, and that would be great because I can't wait for him to have the opportunity to walk off a winner.
Can't wait.
3 of our next 4 games, folks, are on the road, and they're outside. It's Philadelphia, Chicago, and Washington. Once the Vikings get out of their bye, they have a home game mixed in there as well. But those are tough environments in which to play and kick, so maybe he'll get tested. If he passes the test, the confidence could build.
You know, and we've started slowly in our only 2 road games, and that has to stop. I mean, we've been down 10-0 to Tennessee and Carolina. That has to stop. The Vikings are good enough to win 14-ish games this year. Got to start faster on the road. We'll figure that out when we go to Philly.
You can catch PA even during the bye week on FM 100.3. KFAN.
Aww.
Enjoy the bye week. Lots of good football games. Thanks for joining the bye week edition of the Between the Lines postgame report.
Nate Vaughn, great job all the way up to the 5-0. Let's stay hot.
We love you all. Thanks for watching. We'll be back next week with another postgame report. That's Between the Lines and brought to you by Gatorade after we beat the Philadelphia Eagles. But for now, see you later.